Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, they call you the theater lady. And why? You see a lot of theater.
I do. Mm-hmm. 4 consecutive days this week.
Wow.
Actually.
You are working.
I am.
The steam is coming off of you.
And I'm enjoying it so much.
Of course, you do.
I do. I love it.
I get that impression. You have an aura of delight about you because you have seen...
all the names. I brought a prop today.
That looks like an awfully long script.
Well, this is the book upon which the script was based. And this book was written by Jose Saramago, who is a Nobel Prize winning author. And I read it in preparation to see this show that was created by Carla Booz, Barbara Ludorowski from The Mattress Factory, and 6 other collaborators. And I could not figure out how they could possibly make a play from this book, because everything that happens in this book, it's written from the viewpoint of Senor Jose, who is a clerk in the Central Registry in an unnamed country. I suspect it's Portugal, but we're not supposed to really think it is, but since the author is Portuguese, I kind of thought so. But anyway, they worked on this and collaborated for over a year and came up with this phenomenal production that was so unique and followed so closely the book. And not only did it follow the text of the book, some of it was even read over a loudspeaker as we moved from room to room with the actors, which was really fascinating. But they kept the whole tone and feeling of the book, and they did it with not just the sets and the context and the text, but the actors and the lighting. It was just one of the most exciting, not because of the action, but exciting because of the thought that went into it and the creative way that they reconstructed this book. It was just amazing. Just riveting at times. Just as people moved from room to room, there was silence because they were just, the audience was just so absorbed in what was happening and wondering, gee, what's next? What will develop from this?
And this is a quantum theater production.
Yes, it is. And you know, they're a site-based theater. Mm-hmm. So they did this particular show in the Allegheny Old Library in the north side, which is actually in the same building attached to the New Hazlett Theater.
Okay.
And the place where they had it was the old set from the TV show, Those Who Kill. So you see on some of the doors the homicide sticker. And
what?
It was the police station for Those Who Kill.
Wait, is that a recent show?
Yes, it was only on for a few episodes. And then
and they filmed it here in Pittsburgh. And it's the
Pittsburgh.
Set is still there?
Well,
that's wild.
They didn't tear it down. It's just
building. Oh, it's in the building.
I
thought it's like sitting outside, like police line doing a cross murder scene.
No.
Like, people might get suspicious about that.
No, the little lobby area waiting. I looked and I said, oh my gosh, was this a police station? Homicide? They said, no.
It's a facade.
Yeah, it's from there. But anyway.
It worked for this, huh?
It really did. It was great. And James Fitzpatrick, I'm sorry, I always do that. James Fitzgerald. I don't know why. Irish names. Anyway, played the lead, Senor Jose, And his kind of alter ego, the second Senor Jose, but it was really clear that he was the real one, and the
watching.
Other one was in okay. his head, was played by Patrick Conway Thompson, the one that...
Let's try it here. Now, who are you talking about?
Do I get... I'm so bad with names. I'm sorry.
Well, there was
sorry.
The cast list there.
Mark Conway Thompson.
Let's go... Yeah.
Okay. The alter ego of Senor Jose was played by Mark Conway Thompson, who is a specialist in theater movement as well as an actor. So he was kind of shadowing Senor Jose, not all the time, but sometimes. And he was with him, and he was sometimes helping us to know what was going on in Senor Jose's head.
Mm-hmm.
It was really pretty cool.
Yeah, Mark Thompson is a master at stage movement. He is really incredible. So I imagine that he could play a shadow or an alter ego very well.
He did. It was marvelous. And Bridget Connors played a couple different roles of the mother of the unknown girl. I didn't tell you what this was about. Senor Jose works in the central registry. He makes up the cards by hand. This is before computers. And they register everybody's birth and death and godparents and divorces. And he came across this card of an unknown woman, and he became obsessed with learning about her. So he takes this kind of a journey to find out where she is now, what's happened to her, what's happened in her life, and he meets her, some people that are connected to her life, and he really makes it a quest and gets obsessed with it. And I think the reason that happened, he was such a lonely man, that the registrar, who was played by Cameron Knight, at one point said to him, loneliness is a poor companion, or loneliness is a bad companion. And I think that guided a lot of his behaviors. And Cameron Knight, as the registrar, was very formal, very good, very, very bureaucratic, as he should have been. Mm. All the actors were incredibly good at their characters and really made you believe they were who they said they were.
That's acting, baby.
That's right. But very authentic and very believable. And what did I forget to tell you about it? Gosh. I told you where it was.
Yes.
I didn't tell you how long it runs. It runs until May 2nd, I believe.
Oh, good. So we've got a little bit of time to get out there and see it, which is nice.
Yeah, but check on that date for me.
So what do you think impressed you most about this?
What impressed me the most was how true it was to the spirit and the feeling of the book. And this book, the translation from the Portuguese to the English, mm-hmm. the words were prose, almost poetic. And they gave you such an insight into Senor Jose's mind, and they were able to do that without just telling us. They showed us, and that I thought it would be impossible to make a play from this book, just because it was so much his thoughts.
Now, for somebody who hasn't read the book or is not aware of it at all, what could they expect from viewing this production?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask me, because the person that I went with has not read the book, did not read the book, knew nothing about it, and was totally fascinated with the play and loved it just on its own merits, which I, too, enjoyed it for its own merits, but I especially enjoyed the complexity of what they did and how well they did it. But he found it to be just as fascinating with knowing nothing.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.